And when we came back in 1935 to this house, they naturally joined the drama club and were involved in productions down at the barn. And I would frequently go down and see them. But I also had the chance of being on the barn theatre stage pre-war, simply by being a brownie and later a guide. Well, the brownies and the were going to put on a production at the Barn Theatre. Obviously, the Barn Theatre was let out to various clubs. And I was going to have the principal part of Fat King Melon. But when the production, when they finally put the production on, it was decided that the Brownies would join with the guides, and therefore a guide had to have the main parts. But later, I was also in a pre-war production. I think I was a guide by then.
Belinda has asked me to say that the play was Toad of Toad Hall.
But then again, I lost out. I didn't have a speaking part. I was just one of the weasels. And my younger sister was the mother rabbit. So she got to say, "Hurry up, you'll be late for school." So I was very peeved that I hadn't got a speaking part. Rosamond was the one that was really interested and continued acting after the war. Oh, my younger sister Margaret also did acting, but she wasn't so interested in the theatre work in the same way, you know, in the early days. Well, that's after the war. I never performed in the Dell, but I used to go and see performances there. Mm. And I remember very well seeing Twelfth Night, because my father had a part in that. He was the friar. And I've also seen the Pear Tree Boys Club, but I think that must have been after the war, because I'm not sure whether they performed before the war years.
Going to the embassy.
Oh, yes, yes. The days when the drama festival was the main social event in the Garden City. Certainly, that's when everybody dressed up, and I think that must have been about 1937. I remember they lived in the corner of Gessens and Russellcroft, and I was staying there because I think I just had my appendix out or something. Mm. But anyhow, looking out of the window and seeing the stream of well-dressed residents on the way to the big theatre, the main theatre in Parkway, which was always absolutely crammed full, and a group of Webber Douglas students. Now, I think it must have been somewhere 49 or the 50s or the earliest or somewhere, came and did a sort of season at the barn, sort of a repertory season at the barn. And the reason, I think, they were connected with Virginia Swallow. The Swallows lived in Bridge Road. I think it's 51 Bridge Road. Mm. And whether she, I can't remember, I wasn't a particular friend of hers, but she must have been at Webber Douglas. But anyhow, this group, this one summer, came to the Garden City, and they were local residents were very welcoming to them, the individual houses, and they mostly dossed down in the St. Francis Church Hall. I think but during the season, they did a number of plays, excellent, and people really enjoyed. Then later on, my memories of them, I mean, I remember seeing them. I wasn't involved in their performances, but enjoyed the performances and recognised some of the names that then later on went quite good fame. But my memory of being connected with them is that they decided they'd like to come because it'd been a happy experience and everybody was so welcoming. Mm. They thought they'd come down to the barn and do a two plays in the winter season, you know, over Christmas, which wasn't very successful. And of course, it was cold at the barn and people didn't come. I was then at that point. I was sort of helping for this 2 week season. I was brought in as a sort of props and doing a little maid's part, you know. But my memories of that time was that they more or less dossed down at the barn, you know. and in the old days at the Barn Theatre, of course, as people remember, they had an old kitchen, you know. Mm. They had big urns for putting bags of coffee in. Well, of course, they did most of their cooking down there, and I can remember doing soup down there just that one winter. But, well, this Land of Ours was one of the first plays that were put on at the barn after it reopened during the war years. I just remember that one of the sort of agricultural minister or somebody came down to one of the performances because of it. But within it was some very well-known old actors. Roy Brewer was in it, Lillian Orman, Ron Jolly, and then their names that everybody remembers connected with the theatre. I think I can remember.
Yes.
That I had to collapse, and Ron should have, you know, if I'd been smaller and lighter and he was stronger, should be able to pick me up, you know. And, but that's happened before, you know, and I'm very self-conscious.
First Gleam. Can you tell me about that one?
Oh, that was the play about Elizabeth Fry and the prisons. I only had a small part in it. But,
what part did you play?
Oh, just the companion to Elizabeth Fry, Lillian Orman. But it had it was written by Freddie Lidston, and we came second the following year with another Freddie Lidston play. It they came first, but it had some real good old timers in it. I think that was Hag Bicker and Lillian Orman, and Don McBeath, who was excellent. But these, well, I spent most of my life playing older people and making myself up, and now it's not necessary. But yes, I was not the ingenue type. I was always the second couple or something like that. Many older parts, and had to learn how to make myself up. And whereas my father was always the sort of gentleman, the perfect. Actually, he did in Pistols for Two, I think they won an award. That was a drama festival or a festival play when I was a child. But I think I might have seen it, but they were always connected. I mean, my mother would, you know, was a seamstress and could help sew, but she was on the stage, and there were many plays in the early days. You know, you might find two or three plays on the stage together because, oh, well, in 1951, the Festival of the Britain, Mr. Purdom, not Edmund, his father, directed Macbeth, C.B. Purdom directed Macbeth, and it was just the barn theatre, the drama club, folk players, just all the local people and production, and we played it at Crosby Hall. They also performed it at the barn one time. I just played the part of Hecker. There were many other well-known garden citizens in it. But, it was just an exciting memory of performing in this wonderful hall.
Yes.
And coming up. Oh, it was just in one day when his famous son Edmund Purdon came to see it.
Yes.
He made me up because my painted face.
Yes.
Those are the three that the witches all had masks on.
Yes.
And one of them was actually, one of the witches was Mrs. Purdon, Antonia Purdon. I can't tell you which one.
Yes.
But it was always a character. Going back.
Yeah.
The people that don't seem to have the memories that I do, because I'm not quite as old. Going back in the early days, you know, referring to the Petri Boys Club, well, I wasn't involved in the Petri Boys Club, but I always enjoyed all their productions because they were excellent. But there was a time in the 50s and around there that I was asked to help out with them putting on directing or working with the Petri Girls Club, which they weren't the equivalent at all, you know.
I yes.
had no sort of major successes to
yes
to broadcast,